Today is Wednesday, December 29th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So, just to give a little update on my exercising, because I know that you guys are, you know, you want to know all about my exercising journey. I'm going to get a mint, which may make a little bit of noise, but I want one. So, we did our workouts again yesterday, because I really feel like, you know, a lot of people buy, well, I don't, what I'm about to say is because I think Mark and I are going to be different, but I think a lot of people buy workout equipment and it ends up collecting dust in a room. But Mark and I are really good about continuing to work out. And I've always been good to continue working out. I either go to the gym or I do workout videos at home, or I've done that forever. And I've been pretty consistent about working out. When I was in prior relationships, everything, working out, I hate it, but I'm pretty good at making myself do it. Although I eat horribly. And I never can seem to work out enough to counteract the eating, so that's a problem. I think I have the working out down. I could add certain things, and I could tweak it, and I could do more. I should do more weights, and you know, there are things like that. But I do it. You know, that's the hard part is making yourself do it, and I do it. And Mark is the same way. Actually, he's more disciplined than I am. And so I feel like, you know, all that being said, I just wanted to call it out that I think, and you guys can take bets on how long you think it lasts, but I feel like we will continue to use the workout room consistently every week. I don't know if it'll be 5 days a week. I don't know if it'll be 7 days a week. I don't know if it'll be 3 days a week, but I feel like we will continue to use it. And if we ever decide to do something else, you know, we will incorporate the work. So I think we will get our money's worth out of the workout room, and we've already planned. We're actually going to set up we're thinking about setting up a projector in the workout room because there's going to be a blank wall. So the options were buy a TV or not buy a TV. We have a spare TV that right now is in the guest bedroom for when Daniel and Zach were here. But it's kind of a floating TV if we need it in a room that doesn't have a TV in it. And we don't have guests a whole lot, so it doesn't make sense to leave the TV in the guest bedroom unless we're actually having a guest. And so we thought about just pulling that TV into the workout room, into the gym. But the problem is it's a bedroom, and it's a rather small bedroom. And now that we've got two pieces, we've got an elliptical, which is what I bought, and the Peloton, which is what Mark bought. And we want to put a rack for our dumbbells, and we want to put a bench so that we can do, you know, chest presses and all that kind of stuff. And then I think eventually I want to get a leg lift thing. I don't know what to call it. It's a stand that you can get up into, and then you can do leg lifts and stuff like that. And that will take up room as well. They're not that expensive, but all of that takes up room, and it's not a very large room. And so we thought about, again, setting up this TV, but that will take up room against the wall, which we could use to do other things. And so the thought is we might get a projector and eventually mount it from the ceiling so that we're not standing in front of the projection and causing shadows and stuff. But project it against the wall because there's nothing on that wall. We have actually two walls that are the option, but all of that being said, we have things that we're going to do, and we plan on using the room. And we worked out again yesterday, and I was less out of breath yesterday. So already second day, and I was less out of breath. So we'll see how it goes, you know, but it has gone, you know, okay. It has gone okay so far. Second day in, and I feel like I'm getting my footing a little bit. I took a bath afterwards because I like a bath, and I thought, oh, that'll be relaxing. And it was. And we watched another movie. So we watched Tick, Tick, Boom. Now, I'm not a fan of movies where people die of diseases. Especially where you see, like, you know, what do I want to say? Degradation, that's not the right word, but how people go from being completely healthy and then they show them declining. Decline might be a better word. And I especially hate it when it comes to HIV and AIDS. And because that's a close to home topic for, you know, gay folks. And I know people who have it or who have had it. I know people who have passed away. It's not something that I want to dwell on. I know that the education needs to be out there, and I know people need to get tested, and I know people need to be on PrEP if they're being, you know, promiscuous and use protection, all that kind of stuff. Like, I know all of that stuff. But when I'm watching a movie, I generally want to escape reality. I don't want to be in reality. Yeah, I want action and adventure and comedy and, you know, fantasy, you know, Marvel movie, superheroes and stuff like that. I really don't enjoy these depressing people are dying. Someone is dying of cancer slowly throughout the course of a 2-hour movie and they die. I just don't want to watch that. But so Mark had wanted to watch this movie, Tick, Tick, Boom, which is a Netflix movie. It's got, I'm not going to remember his name now, Andrew Garfield. And it's gotten really good reviews. In fact, I even read that, you know, it may be an Oscar contender or something. And I was like, and I was putting it off because I knew that it's about the guy who, do you say created, wrote, produced the musical Rent. And Rent is, you know, about these starving artists, and a couple of them are gay, and one of them dies of AIDS during the musical, and he becomes an angel. And anyway, and I thought, if this is going to focus on somebody dying of a hideous disease, this is not a fun thing, you know? But I was like, he wanted to watch it, and it's gotten really good reviews. And so I was like, okay, we can watch it. And that is in there, you know, but it's not as much of a focus as I thought it was going to be. There are a couple of poignant moments, and I don't want to spoil anything, but if you don't want any spoilers at all on this movie, then you can turn off the podcast right now. But nobody dies of a hideous disease in this movie. They don't show it if they die off screen, but I believe at the end of the movie, both of his friends are still alive, I think. But anyway, he dies, but he doesn't die in the movie. Spoiler alert. Or they don't show him dying in the movie. But because it kind of gets up to a certain point, and you learn kind of how what in his life made him want to produce Rent. And how the situations of his life made him want to do Rent as a musical. But they really focus most of the movie is on the first musical that he wrote that I guess didn't ever get picked up. But it was all about that process and how through that process and things that were going on in his life, he decided to write Rent. And when they get to the Rent part, they don't really focus on that much. Anyway, it was interesting. There were some sad moments, some poignant moments, but nobody dies a hideous death. They don't focus on that. So for me, that was good. And it was a lot of music. In fact, I think, and it is I would call it a musical, a movie musical, but I think it could be made into an actual onstage musical. And I don't know if they have any plans for that. It is directed by Lin-Manuel Miranda, and he's actually in a very small part. He doesn't have a line at all, but Lin-Manuel Miranda is in it, and actually, Eliza and, I can't think of her name. Eliza and one of the other ones from Hamilton, the original ones, are also in at least one number. They're not main parts, but they're in one of the singing numbers in the movie. So it was good, though. It was good. I'm glad I watched it. Again, they didn't really focus heavily on suffering and death, which is, I just don't like to watch that. I know it's out there, but when I'm watching a movie, I don't want to be bombarded. So we watched that last night and had dinner. I've been buying these frozen dinners that the family size frozen dinner. So it's not like a micro, and I've been doing them in the oven. So I've done shepherd's pie. I did a Mexican thing. Last night was a Korean chicken. And actually those are a happy medium because I can just throw them in the oven and do just a little bit of work, but I'm not cooking an entire meal and they're ready in, you know, no time at all. And so we did that and that was good. And tonight we're going to go do Pokemon. Tonight is a break from working out. I'm following his Peloton class schedule, which gave him a break today. So we're going to go play Pokemon and then come home. I don't know if we're going to watch another movie or not, because the Pokemon will take time, but we'll see. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.